RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Auto Group Studios, experience the power of one with 8 brands and 25 locations. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
Okay, it is Dom time. Boy, chomping at the bit to get on today, given what has happened with hundreds of generals, Pete Hegseth and the president. I'm going to play you several cuts. This is the Quantico meeting, why these generals were called in from one star up. Particularly, we need military people. And kind of a bank shot there to Mikey Sherrill. A lot out there today about how did not one, but two of her daughters beat the odds and get appointed, nominated to go to, more than nominated, appointed to go to the Naval Academy. Both of them without any undue influence in her position. There's a lot out there today on that. And the point I'll make on it is this is a woman, this is the entire Democrats up and down the line. They even have a shortcut. They don't even call it white privilege anymore. They just call it privilege. That's it. You're supposed to know. Soon they'll chop it up, priv or something. You know what we're talking about. Yet, the Mikey Sherrills of the world and her kids, and the Kennedys, for example, they're always leading things. They're always in the best spots. Who has to pay the price for DEI? Well, that was part of Pete Hegseth opening up today with the generals. DEI and fitness. So we're going to play you a good bit of this. We got an unbelievable side question today. At least I think it is, because I may have been more the author of this one. I'll take the heat if it's not good. But Pete Hegseth at Quantico. Now, just one thing. It gives me a great pause whenever I'm, you know, I don't want to go too far with this, with lecturing generals. Like cheering that on. I don't think the average person listening would, but I think a lot of these things needed to be said because of some in the military who have gone woke. Because that's how you advance in the Biden-Obama years. Go woke. All this crazy stuff inside the military, the last place that we thought would be infected by this. The last place that you would see this. But no, there's no place that's safe. They are rife with it, maybe even still. But the point is this, when it's the military, I think we always have to give due deference. Even if some have lost their way here, their mission overall, and I think that's how this was billed, that they wanted to praise the U.S. military. The other thing you're seeing play out today, and I'll play you some clips that I think is really important, when all is said and done about President Trump, and this may be a bold statement, the thing that's going to be the biggest legacy, if it stands, is Trump against all odds, way back to 2016. We're not going to get involved in unending wars. So Hegseth talked today and the president talked today about the idea that the U.S. military has to be so good, so ready, that the rest of the world doesn't dare and that we don't have to get into wars. And remarkably, throughout the Trump years, we've avoided that. So occasionally we hit Iran in a display that was unbelievable and sent an unbelievable message. I told you I was in the Oval Office one time with three other talk show hosts, about 50 Congress people come in trying to convince the president to put more troops, boots on the ground in Syria. I could tell they had no shot. He was talking to us about it. That's not the way he's going to roll on this stuff. There are other things he would do, but he's not going to put American lives at risk. That is much different than, say, the Bushites. Much different. There's still a lot of people in the Republican Party, the Cheneys, for example, that don't like that approach. That really is the Trump doctrine. So here is Pete Hegseth, and there was a lot about fitness today. This is cut 26, though. Here's and there's a little expletive deleted at the end here. Here's Hegseth, Pete Hegseth, Secretary of Defense of War, saying that we're declaring war on woke garbage.
Bat leaders, this is one thing you and I can control, and we owe it to the force to deliver it. For too long, we've simply not done that. The military has been forced by foolish and reckless politicians to focus on the wrong things. In many ways, this speech is about fixing decades of decay. Some of it obvious, some of it hidden. Or as the chairman has put it, we are clearing out the debris, removing the distractions, clearing the way for leaders to be leaders. You might say we're ending the war on warriors. I heard someone wrote a book about that. For too long, we've promoted too many uniformed leaders for the wrong reasons, based on their race, based on gender quotas, based on historic so-called firsts. We've pretended that combat arms and non-combat arms are the same thing. We've weeded out so-called toxic leaders under the guise of double-blind psychology assessments, promoting risk-averse go-along-to-get-along conformists instead. You name it, the department did it. Foolish and reckless political leaders set the wrong compass heading, and we lost our way. We became the woke department, but not anymore. Right now, I'm looking out at a sea of Americans who made a choice when they were young men and young women to do something most Americans will not, to serve something greater than yourself, to fight for God and country, for freedom and the Constitution. You made a choice to serve when others did not, and I commend you. You are truly the best of America.
All right, Henry, thank you. So he then said at the end, we are done with this blank, okay, here with Pete Hegseth. All right, so that was a little bit of the tenor. Now, MSNBC rolls out Molly Young Fast, the woman with the weird hair and glasses. But CNN brought on a retired, I think he's a retired lieutenant general. And of course, he takes umbrage at what Hegseth was doing. I think both the style and the message today. I think, again, I give a lot of deference to the military. And I'm not saying I agree with every word or every nuance here. But overall, this is exactly what we've been talking about forever, both the woke part and then the fitness part, and then the Trump doctrine, be so strong, perceived as so strong, you don't have to fight any wars because the enemy knows what the consequence would be. Not on CNN. Here's their take with the lieutenant general about Hegseth.
Priya, thank you. General, what's your reaction to what we heard so far from the president and the defense secretary?
I'm hard to put together my thoughts on this, Anna, to be honest with you. First of all, I think we ought to address the atmospherics. We're talking about a huge American flag behind the speakers that's reminiscent of the opening scene from the movie Patton, which President Trump has said he absolutely loves. I don't think that flag is normally there at the Quantico Museum, but we'll see. In terms of what Secretary Hegseth has said, those were anticipated, as well as what the president is doing. It's anticipated. These are the kinds of speeches the president has given at Fort Bragg in front of a roaring group of soldiers who all said they were supporters of his. At West Point, I was there when he gave the graduation address. This is somewhat similar to the speech he gave at the UN. It's somewhat shocking, and it's filled with mistruths. And he's addressing a bunch of men and women who serve all over the world, who have firsthand experience in some of the alliances and what he's talking about in terms of war fighting. So I would suspect it's not being taken well. When I first started listening to the speech, I found my mouth open. I just couldn't believe some of the things that were being said to this this group of individuals who have such experience. And one last thing I'd say, Anna, the thing I've got to stick up for is the defense of the American military. The soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines I've never served with Space Force Guardians, but those four services I've had the opportunity to serve with, not only in combat, but on the joint staff
Henry,
and in various assignments
in
my career.
Here. All right, but his mouth was agape. His mouth was open. All right, so we're going to play you more of this, but you got a sense of the tenor and the battle here. And certainly, I think the doing this and sending the message, and here's one standard. We can use some help from people that have been in the military. That Pete Hegseth, and I'll play it a little bit later, said that the standard in combat now will be the highest male qualification standards. In other words, there's not going to be any fudging of anything around here because of females that might or may not be in combat. The highest male standard in combat is what he talked about. All right, so 855-839-1210. This is major stuff, and it's stuff that has, you know, and the I wish the general gave a little bit more his objection to this. We'll play you Maui Young fast on MSNBC. They went even further. They say to say the military is woke is bizarre. No, it's not. That's how people advance. Certainly Obama, a lot more with Biden. All the nonsense that we've seen that the U.S. military, and Trump made the point today, he will always have the back of the military. That means he's not going to insist on this nonsense that we've seen and heard about, and I think is reality. How many times did it happen that they're saying is faulty? No, it has been happening, and it needs to end, and that's what today was about. All right, let me give you the side question. Today is Blasphemy Day. Not that it celebrates blasphemy, but it's the day that recognizes there still are certain things that are blasphemous. Now, we're not talking about in the spiritual sense. I'm going to give you one. This one just came to me. I think it's really going to be hard to beat. Something that you'd say, that's blasphemy. You know, in a secular sense, you go, oh, come on. You got to be kidding me. You can't say that. All right. That under 70 would ever be a passing grade in American schools. That, sir, is blasphemy. It's blasphemy.
Why? What should the grade be?
It's 70. It's got to be. You can't go below 70.
Oh, you're saying it should be the passing grade.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry, it's blasphemy. I thought you were... I taught in places where 62. I had a kid with a 78 wanting a B, said that was a low B. I was like, get out of here.
Oh, I would try the same thing, too. I mean, you got to.
No, but he actually believed it, Henry. Like, you know, it wasn't he was trying to con to get the grade. He actually believed that 78 was a low B. What the
it's
heck?
It's not a lie if you believe it.
Yeah, exactly. That's right.
I would ask for that B, too. That would be...
Oh, my God. All right. Let's get another producer in here. That failed the test.
Yeah.
So 70, anything below 70 will never be the passing grade. It's the 11th commandment of Catholic schools. I think even today, they would never go below that. Get out of here.
Yeah, I agree.
And one other, if you say something like McDonald's is, I saw this one online, McDonald's is better than the In-N-Out burger. That's blasphemy, from what I know, as a non-meat eater.
I would agree with you.
Exactly.
Shame.
All right, what's yours?
How about someone saying that the Rolling Stones are a better band than the Beatles? That would be that'd be considered blasphemous in my eyes.
It's blasphemous the other way. Oh, my God. I didn't know that. They're obviously better. Yeah, the Stones are
obviously is where, that's the point of contention right there. Yeah. Obviously, that's straight blasphemy.
This is like a blast, nice circle of hell now. Dante, call your office. Kirk, do you have one?
Yep. This is going to may cause some controversy and a war, but I think blasphemy is putting ketchup on a hot dog.
I would
Ooh.
Agree. That's a great
No, I'm
that's
pro ketchup on hot dogs.
No.
Ketchup,
God.
Mustard, relish,
no, it's
onions,
a mustard thing.
Sauerkraut.
Exactly right. Yes.
I can't think of very few things that ketchup should ever be put on. I don't know why we have it even. Blasphemy.
It's like the highest selling condiment of all time. It goes on everything.
All right. 855-839-1210. Get in early. At 12:30, we're going to talk with Leland Vittert. He is the anchor in News Nation now. He's autistic, and he has a new book out about how lucky he was that his father, and we're talking about someone who was severely treated in school. You've seen him on Fox. I used to be on with him on Fox, I'd say two times a month from the conservative side, and he would go after either side. He'd grill you. All right, so he's got a brand new book out on this, and he backs RFK Jr. going to try to get at the cause of this as someone who lived it and continues to live it. It is a remarkable story, and already it's selling out all over the place. And it's ripped right from, you know, what we talk about every day. He'll be here at 12:30, but your calls are next. Hit me on something that is blasphemy. Yeah, I like that. Ketchup on a hot dog.
Absolutely. Yeah.
But I still thought the 70, you know, people, well, I passed, I had a 65. Oh, my God. You know, it's like, this is just unimaginable. Well, I taught in one school district, Kirk, where you could have a zero all mark, and you had to give them an F, not a zero.
Right.
Three marking periods. And in the fourth, if you got an A, the quality points gave you a passing grade for the year. Just think about what a joke. These maniacs are out there now. How much are 2 and 2? I'll wait to the fourth marking period. No, I had some kids who were smart enough, but they were in a low track. They did it intentionally. They didn't want to do anything. Mm-hmm. And they would just take off in the last marking period, try to get an A. I never gave
go
an
for
A.
The gold.
I never gave an A to one of those kids. I wasn't going to do it. And I'm going to say, I'm not going to get it no matter what. I don't care what you do.
Good for
take me before a tribunal. All right, 855-839-1210. Statute of limitations is passed on that one. Something that you think is blasphemous. All right, 855-839-1210.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Okay, it is Dom time. You got the side question today, blasphemy. By the way, President Trump announces a big drug pricing deal with Pfizer. Big cutbacks, big discounts with some of their most popular drugs. Now, I would say Pfizer is the one that there's the most antagonism with coming off COVID, coming off what happened there. More so than just about anybody else. So it's going to be interesting to see how this plays out, how big the discounts are. And this is another big another whirlwind day here with President Trump. But we've been talking about, and they need some military help here now. You know, you bring in generals from one star up, hundreds of them, all en masse. And Pete Hegseth talks about it's not going to be woke anymore. And the fitness part and the standard, we're going back to the standard in the media, just cannot tolerate this, that for combat, it would be, in his words, the highest level male category is what's needed. Okay, you know the tension around that. We also have Mikey Sherrill and several people today talking about the fact that she tried to say, well, you know, her two daughters who got into the Naval Academy, it's only about a 9% acceptance rate, did so because they went to a former senator, Helmsley. I don't even forget this guy was a senator. Guess he took over during the Menendez hiatus. And Cory Booker, here comes Cory Booker. And magically, both daughters got in there. Now, here's the problem with this. Look, people are always looking out for their kids. That's exactly right. I get it, et cetera, et cetera. Here we go again, though. Not one, but two daughters are in the Naval Academy. Mikey Sherrill magically, I'm not sure if it's tripled or quadruples, at least on paper, her net worth being in Congress. And yet she's part of the party and she's knee deep in this. That lectures all the time about privilege, white privilege, virtue signaling, up and down the line, one after the other. first time I remember this happening, it was pretty much the Kennedys, even though they may not have used that language then. I should be in charge, not someone who's African-American, Latino, or female, or gay, or whatever, because all you white people have had too much. But we Kennedys will be in the lead on this. See, we're in the special class over here. She reeks of this. So how in the world did not one but both of them get into the Naval Academy with those kinds of odds? What you need to do it. Well, they thought they were clever. They did it through other senators. And people are focusing in on this now because of the cheating scandal and related matters. She's making this, we're disparaging the military, where you knew she would go. And I said yesterday, here's the way to look at this. She has every right to remind people, she in ads, et cetera, she was a helicopter pilot. She stood and served the country protecting us. Every right to do that. And we should recognize that because military service is not something that you find often political office anymore. But when the cheating scandal comes up, she wants all the upside of it without the downside. She had a special pledge, oath, if you will, there. Did she violate it? And if she did cheat in that environment, then people in New Jersey ought to know about it, or she ought to clear up the record. And again, just because she served honorably in the military doesn't mean she should be governor. It's something, though, I would say, I don't care if it's a Democrat or not, we should look at long and hard. But then when you look at her other alleged qualifications, you see what the problems are. All right, let's go to 855-839-1210. Hit me with something that is blasphemy. It's blasphemous. I really like that ketchup on a hot dog. You know, that's, I'll give you one, you know, they were saying it about Krasner with Frank. Frank was on quite a tour yesterday. I know he was on with Rich Frank Scales. I mean, this guy, Krasner has the shirt tucked in when he's riding the bike with that Clash shirt.
That's blasphemous.
Yeah, that's well, Michael Nutter took a Phillies uniform shirt, like the actual uniform, and tucked it in when he was throwing out the first pitch.
What? I'm okay. I'm almost okay with that. A jersey? Yeah, jersey I'm okay with. They're meant to be tucked.
Not when you have jeans on or whatever.
I mean, it's a little goofy with jeans or khakis, I don't think it's the worst. It's not as bad as the T-shirt.
The T-shirt being tucked in?
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't tuck either in this.
I wouldn't tuck either in as well, but if we did choose one rather than the other.
A shirt or a jersey that he tucked it in?
It was a jersey.
No, you don't. No.
Yeah.
I'm not saying you would, but you could.
It was blasphemous. You could, but I think it's blasphemous, too. If you want to throw out the first pitch, don't stand in front of the mound. You got to go near the mound or do something. Let them put a little spot there that you feel comfortable with to throw out the first pitch. Don't you think?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. It's blasphemous to have the Haktua girl throw out the first pitch.
I agree on that.
The New York Mets.
Yeah, well, guess who's not going to the playoffs?
Right, there you go. But, I mean, can you imagine in Philadelphia with that? Oh, man, the crowd here. Oh, my goodness. All right, let's go to Scott in Delran, New Jersey, Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Scott.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, Scott. What do you have today? Hi.
It really burns me. Burning the American flag drives me absolutely insane.
So you're not a guy that buys, well, that's the highest form of protest. You ought to suck it up. It's not blasphemous, Scott. Come on now.
No. I'm sorry. I'm old school. You should kick the hell out of them. They no mercy. I mean, just beat the hell out of them. And there's one other thing, if I could throw a second one in there, turkey bacon. What the hell is about turkey bacon?
From the flag to turkey bacon. Ugh. All right, the flag, though, that's still going to be always in the 80% blasphemous to do that. I think it will.
I should have stuck with the turkey bacon.
Yeah, the turkey. You like that better? No, I like the flag.
I just like what the hell is that?
Yeah, I think the flag's a pretty good one. Bill and Monco. All right, Bill, what's yours?
Hey, Dom.
Hi.
Yeah, yeah. I wanted to make a comment about Pig Hegseth.
Sure.
And I'm a retired general officer. I spent 36 years, 4 on active duty in the Army, and then 32 more in the reserves as an infantry officer. So I wanted to critique what that three-star general said on CNN. I don't think that three-star general realizes it. Hegseth, I think, did well. Trump was all over the place, and he should have been more focused. But you have to realize with the U.S. military, we have not fought a high-tempo ground action since 91 with the Gulf War. And the U.S. Navy has not fought a fleet action since 1945.
Right.
So Hegseth is coming in and evaluating where the military is and not liking what he's saying. And it was very akin when I first came on active duty. It was in 74, post-Vietnam. And the U.S. military, and the Army in particular, was on its rear end. And the transformation that Hegseth alluded to with having real leaders taking charge, Edward Meyer, who was the chief of staff of the Army, really turned things around and got us the victory in Desert Storm. So for that three-star general to go on about, you know, the kids are all right, and that, you know, Hegseth is really insulting them. No, he's not. You know, he's trying to give a wake-up call, you know, to his flag officers. Now, I think Hegseth went a little bit too much about, you know, diversity is not our strength and all that. I don't think that was necessary, but I think the message was there.
Yeah. And again, you know, delivering it for me, if I were, you got to be a military guy delivering this if you're going to do what he did, and he is. And that gives him some standing to do it, Bill. But it was pretty amazing today. We haven't seen anything like this in a while. What's your side today? What's blasphemous?
That if you're in especially a sports bar and it's crowded and you're not sure if the person that was there before left, maybe to go to the men's room, and you take their seat and you realize that, no, they didn't leave for good. You know, just being too quick to jump on somebody's seat when they're like in a bar situation or a very crowded situation like that.
That's a good one. Subtle, but good. All right. We got a lot of blasphemy out there. Leland Vittard is next. He's a big guy now at News Nation, used to be on Fox. His new book about being lucky that he was autistic, but his dad was dogged to help move forward. I never had any sense of that, and he interviewed me or sparred with me and another person 12, 15 times or more. I just thought this is combat when you're going into this. Not O'Reilly combat, but getting close. All right, he's next here on Talk Radio 1210.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Dom Giordano Show, rip right from the headlines. It is a very, very moving book with a really interesting guy. Leland Vittard is somebody who I spent many Sunday afternoons being grilled by, or at least both parties were grilled by him when he was at Fox. He's now one of the lead anchors and national correspondent at News Nation. His book, Born Lucky, A Dedicated Father, A Grateful Son, and My Journey with Autism. Leland, welcome to Philadelphia. Thanks for joining us. Glad to be the host this time versus to have to spar with you.
Yeah, well, you know, turnaround is fair play. Yeah. So bring it on, my friend. and thank you. It's great to see you again as well.
Well, Leland, the book, too, is ripped from the headlines now. One broad comment before we get down into your dad and your story. What a father. My God. RFK Jr., you wrote a piece, and the key part relevant to the news was RFK Jr., and you talked about some of the baggage, but finally trying to get to the core of what some of the causes are you're supportive of.
Unquestionably, and look, you know, we didn't plan the release of Born Lucky, which is my book about growing up with autism, for the RFK Jr. announcement. It does speak to how desperate people are to hope. We are already sold out on Amazon. HarperCollins doubled the print and doubled it again on launch day today. We are already sold out. So that tells you how desperate families are for hope, not just about autism, but ADHD, anxiety, all of these issues of kids growing up right now, specifically to autism. The point of the RFK search is not whether or not women should take Tylenol and what dosage. I'm not a doctor, I'm not a scientist, and I have the chemistry grades to prove that. What I will say is the fact that this is now a conversation and that autism is being seen as the scientific question of our time, hallelujah. And when people read Born Lucky, they can still order it on Amazon right now. There's the audiobook, there's Kindle, Barnes & Noble, everywhere else. They will realize what a absolute hell it is for kids growing up with autism. Even somebody like me who had a father who dedicated his whole life to helping adapt me to the world. And boy, if we can prevent that for another generation, why wouldn't we?
Absolutely. And look, as an observer, I don't remember if it was public knowledge then when you were hosting at Fox and I was on with you. I had no knowledge until recently around this. Would you, and again, for listeners who haven't read the book yet, who haven't looked at this, your description is that this was incredibly severe, that you were under attack constantly. How did your father come up with something like this? It's amazing to help you adapt. I mean, what was his metric to figure out what to coach you up to do?
Dom, it's a great question. And no, I didn't tell anyone I had autism. My parents didn't tell me until I was out of college. I never told anyone until we started working on this book. And there was a reason for that. My dad didn't want me to be defined by a diagnosis. Mm-hmm. He also didn't want me to use that as a crutch or an excuse. And, you know, this book isn't a cure. It's not a prescription. This is just my story. But it is still an everyday, hour by hour, I don't want to say struggle anymore, but it is a discipline every day, every hour. And my dad realized when I was about 5 years old that I was going to have very hard times. You know, I couldn't relate to kids my own age in any way. In Born Lucky, we take you into the room, one of those little medical waiting room conference rooms where I had been taken to be evaluated. And the woman brought me back, and my parents are there with stale coffee and out of date magazines, and says to them, look, we don't understand what's going on inside Lucky's head. He has a 70 point spread between the two halves of his IQ test. Learning disability is 20 points. Mm-hmm. I had 70 points.
Wow.
I could not relate in any way socially to kids my own age. I didn't understand humor. I didn't understand social cues. I didn't understand when to stop talking. I didn't understand how to talk and how to relate to people emotionally. I didn't understand anyone else's emotions. And my dad then set out to teach me all of those things that come naturally to somebody like you.
That's the part, you know, because of the spectrum, I've interviewed or I've been around people that are supposedly on that, but it seems to be relatively, I mean, I'm not inside their mind and their background, but the way you describe it in the book, at least early on, what did you think that you thought you were just what? Incorrigible? Did you think you were bad or just awkward? What were you thinking?
I thought I was just me.
Yeah.
I mean, right? Like everybody says, well, what's it like doing this with, you know, how do you date and have a relationship when you're on the autism? Well, I don't know any different. I've always just been me. I mean, I knew that kids didn't like me. I knew that I never got invited to a birthday party. I knew I didn't have any play dates. I knew that I got taken out of three schools before I was 12 because, you know, I was having such a hard time and I was getting bullied so badly. I knew that I was being put with the girls in PE class because of all this. You know, my dad came in fifth grade one time and was up looking at all the PE fields and asked the PE teacher how I was doing. The guy goes, I think he's doing better. And dad goes, great, let's go see him, you know, down with playing with anybody. And he said, I don't think that's a good idea. The coach did. My dad knew the coach because of football at another school. My dad was a good athlete. And dad goes, why not? The coach goes, I had to put him with the girls. So imagine what that does to a father. So I knew all of that. But one of the things my dad taught me was, look, it's, you know, he would always say, I need to adapt you to the world, right? Like it was about learning. It was never, oh my God, Lucky, you're perfect and it's everybody else's problem.
Right.
It's Lucky, you know, if you're going to have a successful and fulfilling life, you've got to learn how to relate to people in the way they do. And I wanted to, right? I wanted friends. Mm-hmm. I wanted that. I still obviously do. But he was always very direct that, you know, while he loved me and while he believed that my character and my work ethic were the things that were going to make me successful in life, which he hammered me on, he was also extraordinarily loving and understanding that I was getting bullied and it was awful and he was there for me, dot, dot, dot. If I wanted to learn how to adapt, I'd have to start figuring out and seeing the world, at least try to see the world as others did.
It's amazing. As a dad myself with two, your dad, reading this step by step, just what you said there too. He wasn't going to tell you you're fine, but here's how we're going to adapt. It's nuanced. It's subtle. It's loving. It's direct in a way when people read it. So I think the autism thing is driving these book sales. But once people read page by page, you and your father through this, that's what drove it with me. But why media then? How did you get in media at one point where it seems like a strange profession to be overcoming this and having to be refereeing between, you know, people like me and somebody else equally going back and forth there, you know?
Maybe a glutton for punishment.
Yes, yes.
It's a great, you know, Dom, I have to say, I've been fortunate enough to do a lot of interviews over the past week for Born Lucky and for the book, and really been touched by all of the response to it. I've gotten that question a bunch and I don't have a good answer for it. I think the best answer is the honest one. In Born Lucky, I was in St. Louis and a guy offered me an internship as a junior in high school in media. And I always love politics. I always love the news because that's what I could talk to my dad about. My dad was my only friend for about 15 years. Still is my best friend. And, you know, so when I was 5 years old or 6 years old and I wouldn't have play dates or friends or anything like that, I just spent time with my dad. As he said, you know, you didn't have any friends. I was going to be your friend. So that's the stuff my dad talked about, business, politics, news. I love the news, but also, you know, because of learning disabilities and other issues, it's one profession that really yields itself to hard work. And that was one of the two things that my dad always taught me I could control. He said, you can control your character and you can control how hard you work at something. Those are the two things. So that was his push always.
Wise man, I always say they can be smarter, have better hair. Although in your case, in my case, it's doubtful they have better hair, but they can't outwork you. That's your choice.
Right. That is your choice. And my dad always said, you can control that. And I think media and journalism really kind of yielded itself to that. You know, I wasn't going to go be a doctor. I couldn't have gone through the chemistry and the biology and all that kind of stuff. I probably wasn't going to be a lawyer because of how bad my spelling and everything else is. So, and writing. So this was something that I could just work hard at.
Absolutely. And again, somebody that has been inside that with you on the air, it is top notch. It is not, I never knew where it might go next. And that's the type of thing, the sing-song predictability of some, that's not you. And that really is refreshing for me, but also as a viewer, I think it is. And what you're doing right now is tremendous. And congratulations on this, though. This has hit just at the right moment. And the story of your dad in here particularly is a star. Yeah. Born Lucky, Dedicated Father, A Grateful Son, and My Journey with Autism. Pleasure to have you on, Leland, and I hope that we can speak again.
Anytime, Dom. It's been a pleasure. Thank you. You took it easier on me than I do on you.
Thanks, Leland, very much.
All the best.
All right. The book, and Henry, I can tell you like this a lot, too, The Story of the Father. The father is, I didn't even call it tough love because the father, it doesn't come across that way, but hey, you know, you're different, but we're going to find an adaptive way.
Yeah.
But you are different.
Yeah. No, I love that.
I thought he was different as a host, but I didn't think autism.
Right.
I just thought
totally.
Was a style.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought the same way. Every time I'd see him on TV, I'd be like, wow, he does it differently. Just a little bit differently. Maybe he gets a little animated or something.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And
yeah,
it's like, oh, he does it a little bit differently. But now, lo and behold.
Particularly, I like he was on Fox, but he would push back on the Republican.
Yeah.
And that's rare. They're coming on. Don't, I'm on the home
court.
Right,
I'm on.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Here's a hard-hitting journalism question for you.
Yeah. All right. So hit us on the side question. And again, he supports one of the reasons this book is so impactful now is RFK Jr. and what's going on with autism. It is the biggest scientific thing imaginable. Coming up, some thoughts on the shutdown, what the principal thing here Republicans have to do as we go through this. But I'd like to hear from some more. Got a ton more of Hegseth and the president talking today about the military. And with Mikey Sherrill, again, it's so reminiscent of the Kennedys. Privilege, 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 privilege. Who are they talking to? They're talking to a bunch of people that are white and middle class, and they're all protected, and they want to throw the world down with affirmative action, DEI, and everything else, and speak about privilege. How in the world, then, did they elect as their nominee for governor a woman who reeks of privilege? How? And her two kids, I'm like, they're just her kids, but they reek of privilege, too. How's she the nominee if privilege is so bad? They never can explain that. You know what the deal is. It's phony. It's fraudulent. Off the backs of some, they make their mark in the Democrat Party. How that you can do that day after day, get your kids into the best military academy, and yet lecture about privilege to the rest of us. The Kennedys are the all-time worst, though. Every single Kennedy up and down the line. Every single one. 855-839-1210. All right, Dom Giordano Show. You better come heavy today. The Earl of Tacone's got a great one here coming up. Blasphemy Day. Something not in a religious sense, but something blasphemous. Pfizer agreeing to provide some of their most popular meds at highly discounted prices. Waiting to see the details on this. Does that get Pfizer out of the doghouse? We'll see, given some of their other annex around vaccine is the issue. But you just heard Leland Vittert talk about autism in a big picture, RFK Jr., his own experience that continues until today. If you've seen him on Fox or News Nation, this is a remarkable book. And you heard the sales. I mean, it's a great, unbelievable story, but I don't think it would be selling like this, except it's out there now on autism. If I were writing something right now, my advice, go write about autism.
That's totally what, absolutely.
Talk
about all the time how the cases are all the way up. It's no surprise that people want to buy this book and see how he did it.
I would almost rather interview the father than him, because the father's adaptive stuff, this is pretty severe, the autism he has, it seems to me. It wasn't just this mild type of thing.
Yeah, he can't be in gym class.
Yeah, exactly. He's in with a girl.
Yeah.
And the stuff this one art teacher said, if ugly were the rear of a dog or something, that would be you in class. My God. Oh, geez. Let's go to the Earl of Tacone here with Dom. Hey, Earl. Good afternoon.
Afternoon, Dom. Get off speakerphone. I wanted to know if, since I'm early, if I had time for my Larry Krasner song.
Okay, Earl, go ahead.
Okay. See the crime, it's arising. There is no hope on the horizon. You probably will die before next July, living in a Larry Krasner land. They just robbed another Wawa. The city smells like marijuana. The crime and the smell, the city's going to hell, living in a Larry Krasner land.
All righty, Earl. Yeah, and there'll be more on the Krasner front, I'm told, coming up. I don't know how soon. But, Earl, what do you have on the side today?
I'm just going to prove that I listen to the show all the time, and I'm going to go pineapple on pizza.
There you go. That's universal.
Dang it.
Universal, yes.
I agree on that. Yeah. 1,000%.
Yeah, that is blasphemous. Can you imagine? We're having some great pizza tonight. You get to the house, and you got pineapples. Oh, how do you get that rid of it? How do you look at these people again and say, they're friends. I was going over their house.
As long as there's ham with the pineapple.
Oh, no,
okay.
No.
Just fruit, then we have a problem.
All right, so blasphemy we're looking for today. Hit us with that. We hope to speak with Colonel Alan West. I think the big story today was a reaffirmation of the Trump doctrine with the military. Pete Hegseth, talking about fitness. We have a lot more to play what was said today and getting rid of the woke military. Of course, the other side's outraged, saying, how dare you disparage the military. Well, that's what they're about. The left is disparage the military their entire career. And they're going to lecture us about that? No, it's not going to happen. And a little bit later on, we're going to talk with the chairman of the Chester County GOP. In the middle of all that's going on with the Nazi, fascism, Hitler stuff, and let's knock it off, they have, I think it's 14 points to know if you're a fascist up on their website, the Democrats. I'll read one of them coming up. This will tell you whether you're a fascist or liking fascist. You imagine out there in horse country. Yo, how about keeping people in prisons and keeping taxes down? Instead of taxes go up and prisoners go up to get out of there. It's stunning. The suburbs. Chester County now. Right? It's just the radicalism is hard to believe. How in the world does this happen into the suburbs? Philadelphia, Philadelphia is mild other than Krasner in comparison to what's going on in the suburbs. Phone lines, 855-839-1210.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.